Happy Mother's Day, everybody. If you've never met my mama, you can meet her by going to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and pull down the podcast. We had her on the show this morning from 7:30 to 8. Baby Kay. Always a lot of fun to have Baby Kay. No matter where you are, what you're doing, it's always fun to be in the presence of Baby Kay.
And you had mentioned signing up for a cooking class with Baby Kay.
Oh, Well, we haven't asked her yet.
Yeah. But we have had a few people
respond.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a friend on from Char's Kitchen retail shop in Gilbert.
Allison Carpenter, Allie, owner.
And she gives cooking lessons there. She says it's the funnest kitchen on the planet. And so we finished the interview by challenging Baby Kay. Say, hey, you know, why don't we find some of our listeners that want a Cajun cooking lesson, and we'll get Mom down there, and Allie will be there, and I'll be there, and let's have a Cajun cooking class just for the fun of it, huh? How about that? If you're interested, contact us.
Info at rosieonthehouse.com. Just put info. Cajun cooking in the
and there's
subject line.
There's room for a lot of people. There's room for like 20 couples. She says she can seat 40, 50 people.
Wow.
So we could have one good time. Yes, yeah. Maybe if we serve a little of that sherry, we can have Baby Kay tell some of them Cajun jokes while she's cooking too, huh?
We got to keep this PG. Family content.
Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, next hour we have Bailey's Blind Repair. I'm just getting a text right now. Neil's downstairs trying to get in the building.
All right.
So we'll go down there and walk him up and talk blind repairs next hour. If you've got window treatments that are just not working properly, before you chunk them, stay tuned. We may be able to help you get them tuned up for cheap and operating for this summer. It is it's brutal. Our west patio wall is perfectly lined up with the summer sun to stay on it right into the living room, right to the end of the the end of the day, and we've got multiple blind treatments on that window.
That one window gets covered and covered
and
covered
again. It's a sliding patio door. It's brutal.
I've got some information I'd like to talk about. You know, I was out of town for a couple weeks, and the newspapers kind of stack up on my reading desk at home. But I caught up in some reading and came across a couple good articles, one about the growth curve right here in Maricopa County, as well as one from Liz Weston from NerdWallet. It talks about, are you buying
from what?
NerdWallet.
Okay.
Are you buying your house? Is it an investment or a lottery ticket? So I want to cover that. But we've got Jim calling from Tucson with a call, and it is a call-in show. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. Jim's got a project he's trying to tackle around the house. Let's see if we can help him. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I was listening to you last week. I just got part of it. I'm sorry. But you had mentioned I'm getting estimates to have my house painted.
Okay.
And you had said something about make sure they do two coats, not just left and right and up and down, actual two coats. But then you also mentioned make sure they back roll. What does that mean?
Yeah, Jim, I'm glad you asked, because it's really the only right way to get one coat of paint on your exterior. I'm gonna limit this conversation to the stucco, okay? Just taking your paint and dipping the end of the hose to the airless sprayer into your paint and running the paint through your airless sprayer and applying a coat of paint on the stucco doesn't even qualify as a coat of paint, although that's what many painters bid, and that's what they deliver, and that's what you're stuck with. A coat of paint is one painter on the airless sprayer, and he's going left to right, and then he starts over in the upper left-hand corner, and he goes up and down, up and down, up and down. So he's covering the surface area two different directions with the sprayer. And then as he moves down the wall to do exactly that same thing on the next section of wall, a second guy has another bucket of paint with a screen dipped down in the 5-gallon bucket with a paint roller on the end of a pole. And then he's back rolling. Wherever that airless stopped in that particular section, he starts at the top and rolls down and up and down and up and goes all the way back to the beginning of the wall, back rolling another coat of paint. He is not dry rolling the paint that the airless sprayer sprayed on the wall. That airless coat is really just killing the suction of the stucco and allowing this guy with the roller to come in now and apply a good heavy coat of paint that actually infiltrates all the little idiosyncrasies of the surface imperfections of the stucco behind the texture and the sand and the grain. And that's back rolling. You should get two coats of paint on any exterior stucco surface. They need to be separated by enough time to allow that first coat to fully dry. Most paint companies will tell you that time is between 4 and 6 hours on an ideal day, okay? But that first coat pretty well has to be completely dry, so you go all the way around the house, spraying it two directions, back rolling it, finish back at the starting point, and then you can start again. Then you have to do it all over again, exactly following that same procedure. That is a two-coat paint job. That's what you should ask your paint companies to submit a quote for, and that's what you should be asking them. Explain to me what your process of applying the paint is. And if it doesn't follow that very closely, then you ought to be very suspicious. So is that going to give you the kind of information you need to negotiate this paint job?
That should do it, yes. Yeah, it's like one guy spraying and one guy rolling. You got to have the roll to get the good paint.
And are you a single-story home?
Yes.
And is it all stucco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so, and how many square feet are you?
Oh, 2,500, I think.
Okay. You should be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6,500 to $7,500 for a proper paint job if there isn't a lot of deferred maintenance that needs to be taken care of. You need to figure, Jim, about $250 a square foot for an exterior paint job is about the average if you're going to pay to have it done, Rosie Wright. Appreciate the call. Hope that gives you a little bit of guidance there.
Another novelty, just duh, from the National Hardware Show and Tool Design. So you're back rolling.
Yes.
Let's say, as they do, your roller wears out and you got to replace it. Or let's just say you're done and you got to clean it.
Yeah.
So picture your paint roller. It's got the handle, and the handle has got a ability to screw onto a longer pole.
I see it. Okay, I'm picturing it.
Off that handle, you've got the metal wire that comes up, and it goes one direction and hooks back.
Yes.
And you slide it on there.
Yes.
So to get that roller off, you've got to grab the metal handle.
Yes.
And grab your hand and pull it off. And it doesn't matter how clean you rinse it out the first time, you end up with that big chunk of paint right in your hand.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So I was scrolling. The company starts with a C, and I can't find it. I've gone through 13 pages of C brands from the National Hardware Show, and I haven't come to it yet.
But something caught your eye.
Yes. This was actually Julia found this one.
Julia found it.
This was her top pick, and it'll be on our blog when we're done. It's going to take us 3 weeks to get this blog finished with everything we found. But instead of one metal spike coming up and going in.
Yes.
This one had two.
Okay.
One going each direction, both hooked in, and came in. Well, where you screw it onto your pole, there's a dial right there. You turn the dial left, and the two prongs open
up like calipers.
And the paint roller falls.
Now, Romy, you should have invented that. Romy.
Every painter right now thinks, Duh. And then if you've got one, if you're going to take a break, you could drop that into a paint can dish, have your ceramic already laid out, set it right there, open it, let the roller drop, put it on top, whether you're taking a lunch break, you got to use the restroom, whatever, You come back, you pull the cellophane off, and you reattach it without ever having to touch it. Yeah,
well, that's like my old boss George Kirk used to say, we're all just one fortune away. We're all just one idea away from a fortune. Mm-hmm. I think that guy may be really, really close.
And he had a second neat invention, too. You know your paint trays that sit on the ground and they've kind of angled? Well, his had a metal supports underneath, and picture the deep end of your paint tray.
Okay.
And the so it makes it a little firmer with this extra metal ridge, and it comes up and connects in the middle, and it's a handle. So you can pick the paint tray up in the middle. How many times have you picked it up on both sides?
Yes,
you gotta gingerly walk to keep it from spilling. You pick this up perfectly centered and balanced in the middle and move it.
Another brilliant. That guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to cover a couple of newspaper articles that had kind of been in my reading stack. So one actually comes from the middle of April, April 16th, but it was written by Liz Weston of Nerd Wallet, and the title was, Are You Buying a House or a Lottery Ticket? And these are the things I like young people to be thinking about. She gave us two examples. Warren Buffett buys a house in California in 1971 for $150,000. He just recently put it on the market for $11
million. Now, I want to know the size that that house was in 71 and the size it was when Warren sold it.
You think he did a remodel or two in that time?
I'm going to say the square footage probably isn't comparable.
We need to know what his total investment is, that's for sure. But then the author talks about someone they know in Cleveland who bought a home in 1965 for $24,000 and are trying to sell it today for $100,000.
Well, that's the problem right there. Is Cleveland.
The location.
location.
It goes back to the number one rule in real estate. That's for sure. Oh, but that's funny. Are you buying a house or are you buying a lottery ticket? What will the real payout be when the final sale date comes? Well, the important thing when that date comes is to make sure it is properly maintained. That's why you need to know. That's why you need to stay tuned in. That's why you need to have access to us, every Arizona's homeowner's best friend, Rosie, on the house.
1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation or text 411-923.